Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I'm here at King's in downtown Raleigh, and I'm here with a band called La Luz. Could you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Marianne, I'm the drummer.
I'm Lena, I play bass.
Shayna, guitar.
Alice, I play keyboard.
And where are you guys from?
Seattle, Washington.
And how long have you guys been a band for?
About 2.5 years or so.
And how did the whole band meet each other?
Well, we just all met each other playing music around in the Seattle music scene, more or less. Some of us were in other bands together, and then we met others through other bands. Yeah, just bands, you know, bands.
Well, so I had to ask you, is it true that you recorded your album in a trailer park?
That was our first record we recorded in a trailer park, and our first EP, and then our first record we did in a house, and then we just recorded a new record in a surf shop.
Did you record this album with Ty Siegel?
Yes.
Well, that's great. Is that going to be a while before it comes out?
Yes, a long while.
Yeah,
it should be like late summer, hopefully, if all goes well.
Do you have a title for it?
Not yet.
Not yet.
If we did, we wouldn't tell you.
Okay, fair enough. Are you guys going to be doing a Zombies cover? Are you still working on that?
Oh, we talk about covering songs a lot, but we haven't done it yet. But that would be cool someday to do that.
We've done a couple.
Oh, I guess that's true. Back in the beginning when we didn't have a lot of songs, I feel like. Or we had to, like, we had a really long set. We had to just cover a bunch of songs. But we haven't done the Zombies yet.
What did you cover?
We did Francoise R.D. was one. Probably, like, Ventures.
Awesome.
We did another. I feel like we did one more, but I can't remember.
Well, the Zombies made me think of the... They were actually in a Tampax commercial. Have you guys seen the Tampax commercial with the Zombies?
Oh,
it's, it's at a Woodstock, and they're playing Time of the Season, and it says a Tampax was there. So
I wish we could get a Tampax
commercial, actually.
Yeah, it's like an older one.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask, what would be your sellout commercial?
Funny you should ask. Well, we're not going to tell... Wait, is this like a fantasy sellout commercial? Or yes, right?
Yeah, like, I'd say so.
Hypothetical?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we have some real life ones. But let's see, if I could choose, I would do... I'd do like a all-you-can-eat crab feast at Red Lobster or something.
Wow. That's a good one.
I was going to say pizza combos.
What?
Wow.
I'm just thinking about food, really, ultimately.
I don't know, man. I'd do Taco Bell. Taco Bell every time.
Dude, why aren't you guys doing, like, sexy cars?
That works, too.
Yeah. Probably more likely I'll get Taco Bell than a sexy car.
It's fantasy. We're talking fantasy here.
Yeah.
I didn't want a car. I just want, like, crab feast.
And I want a combo feast.
Well, so, are you guys big fans of the band Los Psychos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're great.
I think you guys should do a cover of Demolition. Yeah. Is that how you say Demolition?
Uh-huh. I would do a different one, I think. I like that song, but... I would choose, like, something else. I can't... Maybe Anna.
What's the one with the crazy laugh in it the whole time?
I don't know.
Is it called Crazy Laugh Part 1?
I want to write that song. That's a good idea. Thanks for that idea.
Well, so what do you remember about your first show?
Funhouse. At the Funhouse. It was awkward, I think, a little bit. We had never played a show out. We had two different band members at that point. And just the setup was a little weird, and we hadn't really known how to deal with, like, vocals and stuff at that point, I feel like. We just didn't really know. We'd been in a bunch of bands before that, but it was just this particular band was a little weird. I don't know. But they had a great turnout, and it was really cool, you know, still.
I almost feel like one of my most memorable shows was at the Continental Room in Fullerton. Just because that was the first show I can remember where kids were going really crazy. We were all really blown away by the audience that night.
One of my most memorable is actually our record release show for It's Alive. Oh, yeah. It was just really, like, it kind of felt like a big celebration. Yeah, it was really magical, and, like, people there, they were really supportive, and it was the first time I crowd surfed, so that was really exciting. And, but it wasn't just any crowd surfing. It was, like, perfectly timed to when I had to come back and play my solo. Yeah. So it was just a special crowd surfing.
I remember I was so, we were all so blown away that you were, that you did that. And now I feel like it's like old hat.
Old news.
Yeah.
Is this on video?
It's somewhere. There's some snippets I remember seeing on YouTube or on Twitter or something.
Somewhere out there on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
That was I wasn't in the band at that time, but I remember I was at that show, and that was a memorable show even for me. It's like, whoa, these guys are killing it. This is really, it was just like very, you're right, it was just like a really good
magical
room full of energy. People. Yeah.
And Lena was in a dance competition that we were putting on that night, and she was in the final three.
Against my will.
And she did the worm, and she didn't win, but she did get in the band, so.
Did you get any type of trophy for that?
No.
No, the first place winner got the trophy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We had to order that trophy. Reminder, we're having another dance competition, so we need a new trophy.
Are you guys going to headline the dance competition?
Yeah.
It's our homecoming show from this tour.
So how many releases do you guys have?
Cool. Well, we have a full length, an EP, and a bunch of 7-inches, I feel like.
Two,
but we have some more coming out.
Yeah, two now. One, Brainwash. It's got Brainwash and TV Dream, and we play both of those songs a lot. And then one that's a split 7-inch with our friends Habibi, and then we have one that's coming out in Japan with a Japanese band, and another split 7-inch on the way, and then, yeah, that's it.
Well, so you guys have done stuff with Burger Records, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, they rule.
Have you played one of the Burgerama festivals they've had?
No, we're always, because we live in Seattle, and they're always like, come play this cool show, but we're in Seattle, so we're like, I don't know, it's not going to work. Or we're like, in Europe or something, but we're playing this one in like at the end of this month, right? Yeah, at the end of the month, so we're just really stoked about that. It's like the lineup is pretty much my fantasy concert, so it's exciting.
And where is that one going to be at?
It's in Orange County somewhere. It's in Santa Ana, I think.
Yeah.
Was it hard to hook up with Burger Records?
No, it was super easy. our friend just sent our EP to them, and they were like, cool, let's put out a tape. And then they just kept asking us to do stuff, and we kept doing it. So it's been just a easy and nice relationship there.
Well, it seems like they've blown up recently. Everyone wants to be on Burger Records. That's awesome. Oh, so what are some of the best radio stations in Seattle? I know you guys played on KEXP, right, recently?
Yeah, that's really, like, the only radio station that plays, like, I don't know, like, new sort of independent music right now, but, well, except for maybe sometimes that station, there's a station in Bellevue, but Hollow Earth Radio, that I was telling you about earlier, is starting soon, and they're going to be the best radio station, because they're, I don't know, they're awesome, and they're totally independent and freestyle and everything.
Well, so have you all been in other bands before? You were in La Luz?
Yeah. I'll take this opportunity to plug my solo record that's that's coming out in May, Shayna Cleveland and the Sandcastles. Look for it at your local record store this May.
Well, so where can people go online if they want to hear your music?
They can just Google La Luz, and they'll find something.
Find it on our Bandcamp, too. And
I don't know. Can you still listen to it?
Just hear your music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just Google it.
Yeah, I don't think you can hear it on Bandcamp anymore. But I'm not sure. Just Google La Luz.
Yeah.
YouTube,
iTunes, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking to us today on Little Raleigh Radio.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks.